And now it's time to meet your neighbors.
I like my neighbors. I like my neighbors.
The neighborhood of Westboro straddles the border between Daly City and South San Francisco. It's mostly residential, with quiet, sloping streets full of brown and beige townhomes built in the 50s and 60s. In Santa Clara County, it's a median income neighborhood, not too rich, not too poor, but unique. Here to tell us more is KALW's Jen Chien. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Ben.
So tell us what is unique about Daly City.
Well, Daly City is unique demographically. Its population is nearly 60% Asian, which is the highest of any U.S. city outside of Hawaii.
So is that population mostly U.S.-born? Are they immigrants?
It's mixed. So you see many generations living in one place, and you can see how they've shaped the place over time. For example, I went to a shopping plaza in Westboro where there's an Asian supermarket, Chinese and Filipino restaurants, a dental building, two nail salons, and a bowling alley.
All right, you're going to tell us about that bowling alley now.
That's right. It's the biggest, party downiest bowling alley in Northern California.
Well, right now we're behind lanes 41 and 42, and it's almost like a full house right now.
Keith Okada, who goes by Keith O, is presiding over Classic Bowling Center in Daly City's Westboro neighborhood. He's managed the bar here for 10 years.
It's pretty late at night. I believe it's 1:30 a.m. We got about 50-something lanes going, and all I see is a party.
He strolls with me down the carpeted walkway behind the bowling lanes, waving and greeting regulars. At 4 to 5 people per lane, there are easily 200 people in here, laughing, talking, munching on calamari, sipping beer, and of course, bowling. Say the words bowling alley, and a lot of people will still picture a bunch of old white men in bowling shirts and polyester blend pants. Or maybe a scene from the Coen Brothers movie, The Big Lebowski.
Smokey, this is not Nam, this is bowling. There are rules.
Whatever they're picturing, chances are it doesn't quite match what's here tonight. An ethnically diverse, though mostly Asian, crowd of young men and women with no polyester pants in sight. Daly City has had a high Filipino population since the 80s, earning it the nickname the Pinoy Capital. Keith O, who's Japanese-American, has lived in the neighborhood his whole life.
Most of my best friends I grew up with were Filipino. My wife's Filipino. That's the way I looked at Daly City at one point. The whole community, it felt like it was Filipino dominant. And so I was actually almost honorary. Now it's turned into mix, like everything. You know, every race you can almost think of, I think, is now here, which is awesome to me.
Once people come to Classic, they seem to stay. 31-year-old Ellen Dario is here with her friends for their weekly bowling date.
Yeah, you know, actually, I came here for prom. This was a spot to go to after prom. So maybe rewind to 1998. Let's take it back that much. At that time, I came in with my fake nails and, you know, my dress and my Nike Dunks. It was on.
Freddie Cooper has been Classic's weekend manager for 16 years. He's African-American, originally from Baltimore, and he says he enjoys the diversity of the crowd at Classic.
You know, when you work at a job where you get to meet different people all the time, it's kind of fun, you know. I actually met my wife here, you know.
Keith O also met his wife here at Classic. There are pictures of the two of them DJing together on signs that point the way to the bar. The bar, which, by the way, is named the K.O. Sports Bar and Lounge. Keith O is actually all over this place. He's got his own bobblehead doll and custom Topps trading cards with his face emblazoned on them. There even used to be a life-sized cutout of him near the entrance.
I said, my whole dream is, like, when I was a kid, I didn't have many adult role models, and I didn't have many adults that actually would talk to me. So I know it sounds funny, but when I grew up, I said that I actually was going to create this kind of fame, which I've created here.
Though Keith O grew up in Daly City, his parents sent him to a historically Japanese elementary school in San Francisco's Japantown. He had friends there, but only saw them during the school day.
So I lived in Daly City my whole life, but I didn't really know too many people except for my neighbors in my neighborhood.
Then, in seventh grade, he transferred to a Daly City school. And, as he puts it, went from being a shy, chubby kid to a popular chubby kid. And when Classic opened in 1986, he was one of the first kids through the door. He started taking his little sister there every day after school, and then just never stopped.
So my confidence totally changed, and I actually thanked going to a Daly City school for Nana Rivera and Classic. So Daly City became the love.
As an adult, he wanted to give back to that community, to create a place where kids and adults could feel safe and at home.
And I figured, like, I owe somebody.
So with the support of the DeVincenzi family, which owns Classic, Keith O started his campaign to build community at the bowling alley. Annual Keith O Kids Days have free bowling, prize and gift giveaways, and special Bay Area guests like rapper San Quinn, or DJs like KMEL's Scotty Fox, or world-famous DJ Q-Bert of the Invisible Scratch Pickles. He's also from Daly City.
This guy charges thousands and thousands of dollars a scratch for 2 minutes. He DJed for the kids for like 2 hours.
In addition to these Keith O Kids Days, the bowling center also holds fundraisers for causes ranging from tsunami relief to medical care for Brian Stowe, the Giants fan beaten into a coma at Dodgers Stadium last year. Recently, it hosted the city's first Asian American cultural celebration. A diverse range of people show up for these events, from Daly City Council members to local school kids.
I know we had somebody who was just turned 96 years old.
These days, there are more and more regulars, drawn in by the music and the friendly vibe. Christina Sonsip is here with her boyfriend for their weekly bowling date.
I used to be the one that would like to go to bars and lounge and everything, but, you know, with the fact that I've gotten more into bowling and enjoy the sport itself, you know, I do enjoy coming here and not only bowling, but hanging out here at the bar, listening to the music.
It's now 2:20 a.m., 10 minutes till close. A few lanes still haven't finished their games.
Lane 49 and 50, you guys need to bowl a little bit faster.
Bowlers are bringing their shoes back to the counter.
How was bowling? You bowl some strikes tonight?
People look happy and tired. Some are still tipsy, and their friends help them out into the cool air outside.
Classic bowlers, if you could finish up your remaining games and bring your shoes to the front counter, I would appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great night. Drive safe.
Outside, the parking lot is slowly emptying out. Stars shine overhead, and the lights of the towers on San Bruno Mountain are just barely visible. Keith O is still inside the bowling alley. There's a kids' tournament tomorrow morning, so he'll be back in less than 6 hours, keeping the place open for the next Keith O. In Daly City, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.